You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein spoke on the Senate floor on the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Here are the edited remarks of Senator Feinstein.
I rise today in honor of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Justice Ginsburg was a role model for many and a champion for all, and I was one of those. Justice Ginsburg was, simply put, a phenomenal lawyer and jurist. She was small and she was mighty. As a civil rights lawyer, she won key cases that established women's constitutional right to equal treatment and confirmed the principle of equal rights for all. And as a jurist, she further cemented these key principles into law. So she brought them up and she made them exist forever. As a person, she brought smiles to our faces, and now she really does bring tears. Though small in stature, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a formidable advocate, strategist, and champion. She will, I believe, continue to serve as a major role model for generations of women, both young and old, for whom she paved the way. And I am one of those. We are in her debt today, and generations to come will be in her debt as well. Justice Ginsburg is also important to me personally. Her confirmation hearing was the first I participated in as a newly elected senator and the first woman to sit on the Judiciary Committee in 1993. It's a long time ago. As I said before the committee in 1993, it was not until I began preparing for Justice Ginsburg's confirmation that I learned how she built the foundation for women's rights. Simply put, it was this. Before becoming a judge on the D.C. Circuit, Justice Ginsburg was the director of the ACLU Women's Rights Project, where she won five cases before the Supreme Court. Amazing. Five cases before people believe women have these rights. In one of these cases, Craig v. Boren, the Supreme Court held for the first time that the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment applied to a woman. Can you believe it? Actually applied to a woman. This is a very big addiction because this really canceled out inequality. In other words, it is because of Justice Ginsburg's advocacy as a lawyer that the government cannot discriminate against women on the basis of sex. So for the female side of this room, this was really a major person whose works enabled us to run for this esteemed body and be part of it. It's no surprise then that Justice Ginsburg remained a fierce defender of women from the bench. She consistently reaffirmed a woman's right to choose and uphold Roe v. Wade against dozens of attacks. She invalidated the men's only policy at the Virginia Military Institute. Explaining the decision at a visit to VMI, Justice Ginsburg told cadets that she knew, quote, it would make VMI a better place, end quote. And in 2007, she vehemently dissented in a case where the court's majority held that a woman, namely one Lily Ledbetter, with whom we have become familiar, was time barred from suing her employer for discrimination. And when she finally learned that her male colleagues had been paid more for her, more than her, for several years. So Justice Ginsburg's dissent in this case became the basis for the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which we passed in 2009, making it possible to bring lawsuits when gender-based pay discrimination is actually uncovered. As a testament to the legal giant that she was. Justice Ginsburg's accomplishments on behalf of women are just one part of her legacy. And that legacy, I strongly believe, is going to be honored more and more in the years to come.